This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
Hallelujah. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of all praise. You are worthy to be glorified. Oh, Lord, you are worthy. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy of our gratitude. You are worthy of our gratefulness. You are worthy. Worthy are you, O Lord. King of kings, Lord of lords, the I am that I am. Worthy, 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 worthy. Worthy are you, Lord. Worthy are you, Lord. Ancient of days, Emmanuel, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the I am that I am. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given thanks. Please give me Psalm 146. We're going to read verses 1 and 2. Psalm 146, 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Psalm 146, verses 1 and 2. Praise ye the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Verse 2. While I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto God while I have any being at all. Listen close to this. Listen close to this. There's a testimony I had by the general overseer. He said, this true life story, true life story. He said one of his daughters was diagnosed with cancer in the vocal cord. And to contain the cancer, they had to remove the vocal cord. You know the implication of that. It means she can't speak anymore. Amen? So now when she needs to communicate, she has to write, and then they will read, and then they will answer her back. But she couldn't speak anymore. And one of those times she was writing, she wrote, she said, "Our greatest regret is that she never praised God enough while she had a voice. You have legs. You can stand. I pray that nobody here will lose their leg." And would then be saying, "My greatest regret is that I didn't dance enough for God." Amen. I want you to stand on your feet tonight. And I want you to give God, show God your gratitude. Give him praise tonight. Let him hear your voice. For that sister, she said, "Our greatest regret is that she did not praise God enough while she had a voice." You have a voice. It's present continuous for you. Why don't you shout unto the Lord and just glorify him tonight and just magnify him tonight. Say, "Father, I have a voice. I will praise you. I will glorify your name. I will sing unto the Lord a joyful song in the name of Jesus. While I have any being at all within me, I will praise the Lord. I will glorify the Lord. I will dance unto the Lord in the name of Jesus. I will sing my own song. I will dance my own dance unto Jehovah, the lover of my soul, the keeper of my life, the savior of my life. I glorify your name, the one that is at work in me, both to will and to do of his own good pleasure. Mighty God, I praise your name. Mighty God, I exalt your name. Mighty God, I worship you in the mighty name of Jesus. Blessed be your name, O God. Glorious God, blessed be your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jehovah, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Glorious, glorious God. Beautiful, beautiful King. Excellent, excellent God. I bow before your throne. Glorious, glorious God. A beautiful King. Excellent God. I bow before your throne. I bow, bow before your throne. Worship at your feet. Bow before your throne.
You're the
glorious God. Up the tempo a little bit is a beautiful song. The way we are singing it, we are sounding like mourners.
Glorious.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we worship you. We bow at your feet tonight. You are the owner of power. And Lord, you have given us that power. And Lord, we are grateful tonight. You are the one that has the power to save and the power to deliver. Thank you, O God, for your saving grace. Thank you, O Lord, for delivering us from the pit of hell. We glorify your name. We worship, we adore you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. We thank you for the words that we have had previously. Thank you for the prayers that have been said previously. Thank you for the songs that have been sung as previously. Father, we glorify your name. Lord, as we continue tonight, we ask, oh God, that Lord, you will continue with us. in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you will perfect everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified, mighty God. Let your name be highly lifted up, oh Lord. In Jesus' precious name, we have worshiped. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please put your hands together for this choir. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Joshua on the drum, Charles on the keys, and Michael on the conga. Hallelujah. Amen. I bet many of us didn't know Sister Chineze could sing so beautifully like that before. Her voice was sonorous tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. As we have said, tonight is a Festival of Life service and communion service combined. We'll be taking the communion in a few minutes. But before we do that, I want to encourage us by what I have titled, Power in the Blood of Jesus. Power in the Blood of Jesus. My text may shock you, but I will connect it. When you think of power in the blood of Jesus, you are thinking New Testament. Is that not so? There are so many scriptures that talks about the power in the blood of Jesus in the New Testament. But we'll take our text tonight from Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. And we'll read from verse 9 to 13. Zechariah chapter 9. From verse 9 to 13. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. I'm reading from the New King James Version. I'm new with my baby tonight. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. Verse 11. As for you also, somebody say, as for me. Because that you is referring to you there. As for you, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. The Lord will restore double to somebody here tonight. In the name of Jesus. Verse 13 and the last verse that we're reading from there tonight. For I have bent Judah, my bow, fitted the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Amen. Amen. So tonight we've been talking about power unlimited. And we have had a lot of things said, rightly so, that the power of God has no limitation on it. Amen? We have heard that power can be active and power can be passive. Power, physicists will tell us, is the ability to do work. Amen? But it is possible to have the ability and refuse to do work. Like some people that have rested on the system. In America, they have ability, but they have refused to work. You know, they are professional. They have potential energy. So power is the ability to do work. God has ability to do work, and it does work. You know, one of the greatest miracles, when you think about it, is the creation of the universe itself. Scientists have done all manner of research, and they have told us all manner of things about our universe. And that is just a glimpse of the power of our God. In fact, the more they develop stronger telescope, they tell us the universe is expanding. Why? Because they can see further now. They tell us the distance from here to the sun is millions of light years. It's that far apart. And that is just our galaxy. Amen? And there are billions of galaxies in this universe. That tells you about the power of this God. This God is not limited in time, is not limited in space. As he is right here with us, walking with us, is there with them in Asia, walking with them. As he's right here with us, right here, is right now with them in Europe, and is walking with them. Our God is a powerful God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God, you cannot tie his hands, is strong and he is mighty. Our text tonight opens up by saying, rejoice, O daughters of Zion. And then he continues, he said, rejoice greatly, O daughters of Jerusalem. He said, why? Because your king is coming. Check this out. This prophecy was written over 500 years before Jesus was born. And he was already talking about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Two Sundays ago, I gave us a charge, and we looked at the king coming in triumphantly into Jerusalem on a colt. So Zechariah here was prophesying what was to come. Hundreds of years later, and guess what he said to them? Rejoice. Rejoice. Even before they smelt it, he was saying to them what? Rejoice. Rejoice. I say to somebody tonight, rejoice. Rejoice. And again, I say, rejoice. Why? Because your king is come. He's not coming now. He has come. Because they had not seen the Messiah at the time that this scripture was written. It was a prophecy. And it was commanding them already. He said, I know the words that I have spoken to you that it will come to pass. And I'm saying to you, rejoice in it already. Why? Because your king is coming. Because your king is coming. How much more for us that the king is not coming, the king has come. I tell you, your rejoicing is greater than their rejoicing. Hallelujah. Because Jesus already came. And he came for you. And he came for me. Somebody shout hallelujah. Power in the blood is what we are talking about. It says, your king is coming. He said, behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation. And we know he's the savior of our souls. That's why when we give testimonies, we say, I thank God for the salvation of my soul. He's our savior. Lowly and riding upon a donkey. Verse 10, please. Verse 10 says, I will, listen close to this. Because this is a prophecy that is directly spoken to you with your name on it. Kemisola, this is talking about you. Adekoye Sonny, this is talking about you. Hallelujah. He says, I will cut off the chariots from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. God is saying he will cut off the chariots of Ephraim. He's saying he will remove their battle horses. He will remove their battle bow. You know why? Let us open to Hosea chapter 1 and verse 7. Hosea chapter 1 verse 7. The promise of God to you, what God wants to do in your life is not by bow and by arrow. It's not by guns. It's not by power. It's not by might. Hosea chapter 1 verse 7 says, yet I will have mercy on the house of Judah. The Lord will have mercy on you. Oh, I said the Lord will have mercy on you. He said, yet I will have mercy on the house of Judah. Will save them by the Lord their God. He says he will save you and he will save me by himself. He said, we'll save him by save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword or battle. Don't jump. I'm still there. Hallelujah. It says, but I will have mercy upon the house of Adekoye Sonny, and I will save them by the Lord their God, and will not save them by bow, nor by sword, nor by battle, nor by horses, nor by horsemen. It says it will cut off when Jesus comes, when their king comes. It said the king will not use chariots. He will not use horses. He will not use missiles. But he will come with the power of Jehovah. He will save them. Amen. Many of us that have been fighting battles, I'm sure by now you have realized that those battles, you cannot win them. If you could win, you could have won by now. Praise the Lord. I will show you Pepe. I will show you this. I will show you have all your, you have made mouth. You have done the Pepe. Nothing has worked. He says, I will cut off the chariots of Ephraim. And I will remove the bow. I will remove their horsemen. I will remove all of it. He said, why? Because I will not save them by those things. I will not save them by those things. It's not by power. It's not by how much I can run. It's not by how many shifts I can do. It's not by how many people I know. It is only by the Lord. Only by the Lord. He says, I will have mercy on them. I will have mercy on them. The Bible says he is plenteous in mercy. He's plenteous in mercy. Many of us, we believe in power and might. Our own power. When I'm talking power in that regard, I'm talking about what we can accomplish by ourselves. We believe in, I tell people, I don't have to do anything but go to heaven. There's no have to, I have to, I have to, I have to. Go and check all the have to. There's nothing that comes at the end of it. It's frustration. Amen? The only I have to, you must have in your life is to make sure you make it to heaven. Hallelujah. He says, I will have mercy. I will have mercy on them. I will not have mercy on them. Why? Because I am not going to deliver them by horsemen or by horses or by connections or by any of those things. I'm going to deliver them by my own power. We're talking about the power in the blood of Jesus. And verse 11 says, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant. This is one of those scriptures they call a messianic scripture. This is direct reference to Jesus. He says, by the blood of his covenant, he will set prisoners free. Every prison the enemy may be keeping you tonight, by the blood of the covenant, you are coming free tonight. I say, by the blood of the covenant, you are coming free tonight. By the blood of the covenant, you are coming free tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, by the blood of the covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about 5 points, and then we'll go and take the communion. 5 benefits or the power of the power in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus came, he said, I am come to fulfill the law. I am not come to abolish the law, but I am come to fulfill it. And that our text tonight, it says, because of the blood of his covenant, he's going to set prisoners free. And verse 12, it says, return to the strongholds, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Isaiah prophesied the same thing. Isaiah said, for your trouble, the Lord will give you double. Has anybody suffered a little bit? If you have suffered a little bit, he said he will give you double for your trouble. This is double confirmation. You knew it in Isaiah before, but Zechariah is confirming it to you now. Zechariah is saying, I will restore double to you. God will restore double unto you. Double for your trouble. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You know, the fact that Jesus lived and died is an historical fact. You don't even need the Bible to prove that. There are historical documents and records that proves that to us. Amen. And in his death, he came to accomplish specific things. And that's why he shed his blood for you and for me. Amen. He shed his blood for you and for me. Amen. Five things very quickly for the sake of our time. The first three are interconnected. We're talking about the benefit or the power in the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. The number one power in the blood of Jesus is the power to atone for your sin and for my sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Okay, AK, don't let's do training night now. This is not training time. Romans chapter 3, verse 25. Whom God set forth as a propitiation. A propitiation is an exchange. A propitiation for by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. Because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. It is very important that you and I will understand the purpose of his death. Jesus came and shed his blood for you and I, number one, to atone for our sins. You know, so when the devil comes to remind you of who you used to be, you can tell him, that is not me anymore. That's no longer me. Why? Because the blood has atoned for my sin. You see, one of the problems we have in the body is that there are many people going around that cannot forgive themselves of what they did before, and Jesus already paid for it. Amen? The struggle that a number of people have is predicated upon this very fact. Let me share a story with you. Oh, by the way, the testimony I shared in the beginning, I didn't finish it. That lady, one day that the GA was entering into his house, and he had somebody calling, daddy, daddy, daddy. He said he looked back. It was the same lady that they removed her voice box. God restored her. I'm sure now she's singing unto the Lord. Amen. We don't understand the power of atonement in the blood of Jesus. There's a story of a lady, a notorious prostitute in the city. Everybody knew she was a prostitute. This is not prostitute because she's loose. This is prostitute by profession. You know, when somebody is loose, they say she's a prostitute. No, she was a professional prostitute. A career prostitute. Everybody knew. It was her job. A commercial sex worker. They pay tax in Netherlands. You know, it's a recognized profession. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about. So this lady, one day, had the gospel and gave her life to Christ. You know, and in the process of time, you know, was in the church, was doing well, growing in the faith. After a while, she joined the choir. She was growing and doing very well in church. Everybody knew her. She now became sister. You know, from prostitute to sister XYZ, sister. And she was doing well, faithful to her to the Lord, to the core. And one day, over time, the pastor's son began to eye this ex-commercial worker, commercial sex worker. So the pastor's son began to eye her, you know, and they started speaking, they started talking, and before you knew it, the pastor's son proposed to her and was going to marry this lady. And the whole church said, no, he cannot. How can you, of all the women in this, what's wrong with you? Everybody, nobody. They said, no, you can't marry her. So they argued back and forth. They called a town hall meeting in church. And everybody spoke, and the young man raised his hand to speak. He came before the church, and he asked, is she born again? Everybody said, yes, she's born again. We know she's born again. She gave her life to Christ. We saw how she developed. I said, okay. She said, if you believe she's born again, then what is in question is not herself, is the ability and the power in the blood of Jesus to save her. Because if you say, I can't marry her because of what she did, it means the blood of Jesus is not able to cleanse her from that past sin. Is not able to cleanse her from that past life. Many people are still grappling with who they used to be. Okay? But listen to this. Listen to this. This is not an encouragement to continue in a lifestyle of sin. You know, there are some people that are still who they were. They have not changed. You have every reason to be guilty. Guilty is a necessary pain for the conscience for you to change. Amen? But when you have given your life to the Lord and the enemy wants to keep accusing, I've told you my story before. My friends that knew me back in the day, they heard that I was now pastor. They said, Koye, pastor? Which pastor? Which pastor? He said, we know. I said, Koye, he said, we know. He's always dying and resurrected. They were reminding me of my past. What they were doing was saying that the blood of Jesus was not potent and powerful enough to bring about a change in my life. And I told them, they said, we give you 5 years. We give you 5 years. This was 1996, 97 when we had that conversation. That's how many years now? 20 years. They said, we give you 5 years. After 5 years, we will begin to consider maybe we can call you pastor. They all call me pastor by the grace of God today. Why? Because of the atoning power in the blood of Jesus. The atoning power in the blood of Jesus. Number two, that's number one. Number two, very quickly, is the power to forgive. The power to forgive and justify is in the blood. The power to forgive and to justify is in the blood. Matthew chapter 26, verse 28. Matthew 26, verse 28. He said, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many, for what? For the remission of sins. For the remission of sins. For the cleansing of sin. Romans chapter 5 and verse 9. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Romans 5, 9. It says, much more than having now been justified by what? By his blood. I am justified because of the blood of Jesus. So if you are calculating my life and trying to determine what I may or may not become because of what you know by me, you have miscalculated. Amen? Because there is, the Bible says the best of our righteousness is like filthy rags before God. Amen? The only reason I am forgiven and stand forgiven and justified before God is because of the blood of Jesus. So number one is what? Atoning power. Number two, power to forgive and to justify. Number three. Number three is eternal redemption. Eternal redemption. You know, if you... It's important that we understand this so that it will help us appreciate a whole lot more what Jesus has done for us. In the book of Leviticus, in Leviticus chapter 16, the Bible says, once a year, the high priest, this was Moses at the time, Aaron at the time, will go into the Holy of Holies. And he will go with two goats and one bullock. He will kill the bullock for the cleansing of his own sin, because if he enters the Holy of Holies anyhow, he will be struck dead. So he will first of all kill. So I will be like that high priest now, if this was back then. So once a year, I will have to go into the inner chamber. And as I'm going, I kill a bullock to wash my own sins. And then I enter into the holiest of all. Then I kill one goat for the atonement. I pour the blood on the altar for the atonement of the sin of the people. And then they will let one goat go as a scapegoat. But Jesus laid down his life. He shed his blood. So that we don't have to wait 1 year to atone for our blood. He did it once and for all. Somebody shout hallelujah. He did it once and for all. Open to Hebrews chapter 9, 12 to 14. Hebrews 9, 12 to 14. Hebrews 9, 12 to 14. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood. He entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained what? Eternal redemption. The redemption that is obtained by the blood of Jesus is not a temporary redemption. Amen? It's an eternal redemption. So, my salvation is not a temporary salvation. I am saved to the uttermost by the grace of God. Amen? Amen? If I don't go back, if I don't force myself out of his will, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Verse 13. It says, for if the blood of bulls and goats and ashes of ephah, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Friends, what I want you to understand here is this power. This power is not just meant for me to enjoy life. It's meant for me to represent him. Amen? And I think this is where many of us have failed abysmally. It's the power to be a witness for him. Having been saved, having been sanctified, your sins been atoned for by the blood of Jesus, then I must go out there and show forth his glory and show forth his praise. Friends, it doesn't matter how long we live here on earth. There is a life beyond, and that life is forever. Amen. It's an eternal life, eternal, forever and ever and ever. Both the righteous and the sinner will live eternally, yes? Absolutely. But where we live eternal life is where it's important. In God's presence or in the other place, you will not go there. I will not go there. In the mighty name of Jesus. So number one is what? Power to what? Atonement. Atonement, the atoning power. Number two, power of forgiveness and justification. And number three, power to earn us eternal redemption. Number four, hallelujah. Number four is power to deliver. And that's what Minister April led us to pray just a little while ago. Power to deliver. Open to Revelation chapter 12, and we'll read verses 10 and 11. Revelation chapter 10 and 11. It said, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of the brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. Hallelujah. The power of his Christ has the ability to deliver. Amen. He has the ability to save. He has the ability to deliver us. He said they overcame. He's giving us the power to overcome every attempt, every power of darkness in our life. He says by his blood they overcame. By his blood. By his blood. By his blood. To overcome, you need the blood of Jesus. I'm telling you the honest truth tonight. To overcome totally, completely, we need the power that is in the blood of Jesus. He said they overcame him, they overcame the devil. Remember, in the previous verse, he was talking about the devil. He said they overcame the devil by the blood. You are an overcomer. I am an overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus. And the last one before we pray, listen. The power for total restoration is in the blood. The power for total restoration is in the blood. We said number one is the power of atonement. And number two is what? Forgiveness and justification. Number three, eternal redemption. Number four is the power for deliverance. Power for deliverance. That's why when they are doing deliverance session, say, in the name of Jesus, I cast you out. I plead the blood. I cleanse myself. Why? Because that is the power, where the power for deliverance lies. Amen? Number five, very quickly, power for total restoration. Open to Colossians chapter 1, 19 and 20. Colossians chapter 1, 19 and 20. The Bible says, for it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile. To reconcile means to resolve, to settle. Amen? To reconcile means to resolve and to settle. All things to himself by him, whether things on earth or things in the heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. It means through the blood, God has reconciled all things in our lives. The ability to reconcile all things is based on the power in the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is why he can boldly declare, 1 Peter 5:10, amen? He said, the God of all grace, after you have suffered for a little bit, he said, it will strengthen you. He will establish you and it will settle you. It will settle you. It will settle you. He will resolve every unsettling matter. He will resolve it by the power of his blood in the mighty name of Jesus. In conclusion tonight, before we begin to pray, I will take the communion and then we'll pray. Listen to this. Hebrews chapter 10. 28 to 31. Hebrews 10, 28 to 31. Listen very close. In the Old Testament, what they had was goats and bulls, and that's how they maintained themselves throughout the year, throughout their life, killing animals, offering blood, sprinkling blood, and all of these things. And that blood was able to just see them through a little bit. Until Jesus came, and he did it once for all. And that blood is potent because there is no sin in that blood. The blood of goats and the blood of humans are different. Even the people that do rituals, when they want to do the very strong one, they need the blood of a human being. Oh, yes. When they are still asking you to bring chicken, it means it's more problem. When it's very serious, they say, ah, this one, it will require. Amen. Listen close. With the law of Moses, the Bible says anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. This is fact in scripture. Anyone that rejects the law of Moses, if two or three people can bear witness to it, they put them to death. If you go against the law. 29, it says, of much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Friends, listen up and listen close. I'm done here. Listen close to this. It says, if the punishment for violating the law of Moses, as long as there's two or three witnesses to it, if the punishment is death, he said, how much worse punishment do you think will be given anyone that has trampled under the feet the blood of Jesus? Brethren, that you are born again and saved by grace tonight is a great thing. But my prayer for you tonight is, I pray and I hope that you are not trampling under your foot the blood of Jesus. I hope you are not trampling under your foot the blood of Jesus. It says, of how much worse punishment. Think, what punishment can be worse than death? Doc, what punishment can be worse than death? Hell! Eternal damnation. Eternal damnation. I want you to rise to your feet tonight. When you get home, I want you to meditate further on this. How much worse punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? Friends, as a believer, if I'm still walking, living in sin, I am trampling underfoot the Lord Jesus Christ. I am trampling under my foot the blood of the covenant, the blood of Jesus Christ. And that is a serious thing right there. I want you to bow your head tonight. Bow your head. And just talk to the Lord. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, if there is any way I've been trampling you under my foot, have mercy on me tonight. I confess, I repent, and I ask for your forgiveness in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and talk to the Lord. Don't pray in general terms like we have prayed now. You know what you are doing wrong. Say, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Hosea 1:7, it says, I will have mercy on them. I will have mercy on them. He wants to have mercy on you. Say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Have mercy, O Lord. Leka rada bashon talia bakoso kotolo predia. Mercy, Lord. 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 Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. It's all fun and games until people start getting hurt. It might look, oh, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. But it is a big deal. It is a big deal. Le kason talia radabo shantalia bakasan talia. Can somebody get Brother Moses, please? Maki radando rodobo shantalia ragada. Le prokoson talia radaba kostolo predia ragada. Je katalia rada pekoso. Get him, it's duty time now. Le pakosa talia ragada. Je katalia banderia bakoso tondalia. Je kata kata bradi kasanta lia ye karada bakon satanda lia ragada. We bless your name, O God. We bless your name, O God. Have mercy, Jehovah. Have mercy, King of Kings. Have mercy, Lord of Lords. Mercy, O Lord. Mercy, O Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mercy, 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 mercy. Lepra costolo. Plead for the mercy of God. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, I repent. I repent of every sin in every way that I have sinned against you. Lord, have mercy. Mercy, O God. Mercy, O God. If I have sinned before, I will sin no more. I will sin no more. I will sin no more. Mercy, O Lord. Mercy, O Lord. Ye karodobo shantalia ragada. Ye kalabako sokotolo predia ragada gada. Ye kasontolo predia ragada. This is my body broken for you. And as you eat it, remember me. This is my body, this is my body, broken for you, and as you eat it, remember me. On the night he was betrayed, he took the bread. And after giving thanks, he broke it. He said, this is my body, broken for you. He said, take it and do this in remembrance of me as often as possible. The ministers, please.
There is power mighty in the blood. There is power mighty.
drinking the wine together. Friends, we have talked about the blood of the covenant and the things it can do. As soon as we drink the wine, I will give us some prayer points to pray. And it is my prayer that tonight will mark the beginning of the greatest days of your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. But brethren, I beseech you, by the mercies of God, all that greatness is nothing without salvation. He said there is much worse punishment for anyone that would trample underfoot the blood of the covenant. And I know being born again is a stylish thing today, but the word of God has not changed. The word of God has not changed. So I would want us to really consider that as we partake of the communion tonight, because as we drink of this cup is the blood of His New Testament, of the New Covenant. And as we drink, everything that we have said, it will be brought to bear in our lives. Everything that has held you bound will have no choice but to let you go. In the mighty name of Jesus. Everything that is out of place, out of joint, will have no choice but to be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. Wombs will be restored. Loins will be restored. Finances will be restored. Homes will be restored. Jobs will be restored. Careers will be restored. On the same night, he took the cup. So this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood. Take, drink, and do this in remembrance of me. And so we do tonight in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Let's begin to give Him thanks. Just give Him praise, give Him glory. Worship Him, magnify Him. Besides Him, there is none else. He's the everlasting Father. He's the King of glory. Leka satalia radabashen telia ragadagada. You guys pray too. Le prokoson talia bakoro dogodo. Yeka satalia riarabakuro kosokoto. Mande kiti kara bokusta kanderia ragada. Yeka radabakosto lo predia ragada. Thank you, Jehovah. Thank you for coming. Thank you for dying. Thank you for shedding your blood. Thank you for resurrecting on the third day. Thank you, O Lord. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you honor. Blessed, 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 blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. Glorious God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jehovah. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please open your Bible to Psalm 149. We're going to be praying from the book of Psalm, so don't go too far from there. Psalm 149, I'm going to read from verse 6 to 9, just so that we can get the context of it. And then we begin to take our prayer points. It said, let the high praises of God be on their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand to do what? To execute vengeance upon the heathen, and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the what? The judgment written. The judgment that is written. This honor have all his what? Am I reading a different Bible from you? This honor have what? All his who? All his saints. How many saints do we have here tonight? Okay, he says this honor the Lord has given unto us. I want you to jump back to Psalm 146. Psalm 146. So tonight we are executing judgment that is written. Executing judgment that is written. Psalm 146, we're going to read from verse 7. It says, which executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raiseth them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserves the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked, he turneth upside down. He turneth upside down. Tonight we're going to pray. It says he executes judgment for the oppressed. Listen to me. Everything that you are doing, that you have to do, even though you don't like to do it, but you are made to do it. Some people, they don't like their job, but they have to go to that job because they must make a living. That's an oppression. God will execute judgment on those situations in the name of Jesus. It will free you from such oppressions in the mighty name of Jesus. Your life will enter into a new phase in the name of Jesus. We have given him praise tonight. He says, as we give him high praises, he said, then we will begin to execute judgment. Whatever situation you are in that you don't agree with is not your portion, but you are in it anyhow. You are going to pray tonight and say, Father. Say, Father. Say like you mean. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Tonight, I execute judgment upon every oppression. Every oppression in my life, I execute the judgment that is written in the name of Jesus. Le kasotalia, enderebo sontalia, e katalia baba, e karonomo shantalia. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus. Your written judgment, Lord, I execute tonight. Execute by your spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Execute, oh Lord. Execute, oh Lord, the written judgment. The written judgment upon every oppression. You said you will execute judgment even for the oppressed. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Jehovah, I come to you tonight that, Lord, you will execute your written judgment upon every oppression in my life, in the name of Jesus. Le karadabo shanta, e prokosata, in the name of Jesus. It could be a career, it could be a family situation, it could be a marriage situation. Perhaps you are tired of being single. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, execute your written judgment. You said it is not good that man should be alone. Therefore, you created a woman for him. Lord, not only is it bad for the man, it's bad for the woman to be alone, because the very purpose you created her is to be with that man. My God and my Father, Lord, execute your written judgment in the name of Jesus. Lepokosata, yendararaboho, in the name of Jesus. In marriage, you said that a man will leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and two of them shall become one flesh. My God, by the blood of the covenant, everything separating husband and wife, Lord, we execute your judgment upon those situations in the name of Jesus, that there will be love, there will be unity in the name of Jesus between husband and wife in the name of Jesus. Makatakata. Enderebo Shantalia, execute, O Lord, your written judgment. Execute, O Lord, your written judgment in the name of Jesus. Your written judgment in the name of Jesus. Le pokosatalia, e pakoradaba, e karodobo shantalia, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus mighty name we have prayed. Listen to me. He said he giveth food to the hungry. Him, God, He gives food to the hungry. You see, hunger. Some people are hungry for power. Some people are hungry for position. Some people are hungry for husband. Some are hungry for wife. Every hunger, every righteous hunger, God will satisfy. I say God will satisfy. In the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes the problem with many of us is we are not hungry enough. Many people, they love their situation. They are enjoying it. And if you are enjoying it, God is not going to deny you the privilege of that pleasure. But tonight, God will satisfy. God will satisfy. It will satisfy every hunger. In the name of Jesus. For the man that is thirsty, water is satisfaction. Amen. For the man that is broke, money is satisfaction. Amen. For the man that is sleepless, sleep is satisfaction. God will satisfy you. God will meet your need. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you pray tonight and say, Father, by the blood of the covenant, by the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord, satisfy me. Jehovah, satisfy me. In the name of Jesus. Why don't you go ahead and pray? Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the covenant, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord, by the blood of Jesus Christ, my God and my Father, oh Lord, satisfy every need in the name of Jesus. In righteousness, satisfy every need in the name of Jesus. For Lord, your word says, and thou will meet our need according to your riches in glory through Christ Jesus. You said you will give food to the hungry. My God and my Father, in every area where there are deficiencies, Daddy, oh Lord, meet every need in righteousness. In the name of Jesus. Lepoko sata, endaradabo shantelia, ekarodo boshekata, ekaradabakonde regede, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, it's in counseling that I have realized over the years, from Nigeria to America, that if you are looking at people's faces to judge what their life is like, you have been fooled. It was Jeremiah that said, Lord, you have fooled me and I've allowed you to fool me. You have been deceived. He said, you have deceived me and I've allowed myself to be deceived. Amen. There are many people that are living in bondage. Zechariah 9:11, he said, by the blood of his covenant, it will set free every prisoner. The book of Isaiah said, even the lawful captive shall be set free. Hallelujah. The lawful captive is the one that the reason they are in prison is because of what they have done. It's not a mistake. In fact, if you yourself were to try them, you will put them in prison. But the Bible says even the lawful captive will escape. Why don't you pray tonight? Say, Father. The way you are praying, you know, I feel like putting down the microphone and sitting down. You are praying like people that are trying to sleep. Say, Father. In the name of Jesus, release me, break me loose from every captivity, from every prison that the enemy has put me in, my mind, in my soul, in my body, in the name of Jesus. Lord, tonight, let there be a manifestation of your glory in my situation. Release me, oh God, from every bondage, from every prison, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord God of heaven, tonight I go free. Tonight I go free. Your word says, by the blood of the covenant, you said every prisoner shall be set free. Every prisoner shall go free. Tonight is my night of liberty.
Tonight is my light night of freedom. Tonight is my night of resolution. In the name of Jesus, I go free. I go free. I go free. I go free. In the name of Jesus, I go free. In the name of Jesus, freedom, 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 in the name of Jesus, freedom, in the name of Jesus, freedom, in the name of Jesus, I go free, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. By the blood of the covenant, by the blood of Jesus, the Bible says, by the blood they overcame. You overcome now. I say, you overcome now. Every matter that has been unsettled, tonight is your night of resolution. In the mighty name of Jesus, I beseech you by the mercies of God, don't leave this place confessing what you used to confess. Nothing is working out. I don't even know why I'm here. I don't know what I'm doing. Begin to talk the confession of what you have had tonight. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. Jehovah, we give you praise. Jehovah, we give you glory. In Jesus' matchless name, I have prayed. Amen. And amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.